We left home with a 55 Cadillac, I don't know if Dean told you that, and a one-wheel trailer, and $9.50, and headed for California. $9.50. Gosh. We weren't used to large sums of money like that. We went through it in about a month. But anyway, we got out there and went into this little place and started playing, and it just so happens that fell out there and owned a little record company called Elektra Records. Are you interested in this? Oh. Called Elektra Records, and he said, would you like to make a record? And I said, what's it going to cost us? Because I'd been through that before at home. And he said, nothing. So we agreed to sign with him, and they put a little blurb in Variety magazine that said, Elektra Records in Hollywood, they put this in as a magazine out there, and they said, Elektra Records signs these weird-looking guys who play this funny music from the Ozarks. Hollywood, what do they know? And Andy had a script in front of him called The Darlings Are Coming. And he happened to have his Variety with him that morning. He said, this script calls for some funny guys who play bluegrass. So he called us up. And we went over there to Desilu Studios, guys. Imagine this, I was a 19-year-old kid leaving the Ozarks, walking in the Hollywood studios out there with all these big stars, and they'd heard that we were coming. They said, we got to go see these hillbillies. We love hillbillies. They're quaint. So they were all gathered around. There was Ken Curtis, and there was, I was really scared when I met one of the Three Stooges. He was there, and I couldn't believe it. And they were all gathered around, and Andy, they were filming an episode where Barney sings off in the choir, and he's trying to find out who it is. He stopped production on that, and they sat down in some chairs just about like you all were sitting in. They weren't in the sun, but they were inside. And he said, okay, show us what you got. And we went through one song called Reuben's Train or something. I can't remember what it was. And he stopped and slapped his knees and said, that's it. And I turned to my brother Douglas. I said, Doug, they're kicking us out. And I started to leave, put my guitar, and he said, where are you going? And he said, you got the job. We were only supposed to do one episode, but they had so many cards and letters that we were fortunate enough to do several episodes after that and become a major part of something that I had no idea would turn out to be what it is today. It's never been off the air in 50 years. 50 years. And that's a testimony to people who have values. I'm not going to preach or anything, but when I look out on this group of people here, I'm comfortable because I see the face of Mayberry. I really do. I see a couple of goobers out there, too. This is a song that was written by Joe Stewart and our old bass player who died last year. It's simply called The Whole World Round.